Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeh Ben Chava, Haram Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on the program this week. The first is the Eurovision Song Contest that was held in Tel Aviv this year. They just completed it, and it was a decadent, vile, immoral atrocity in every respect. And how important it is that we bring the truth to the young people of Israel so that they understand that that type of culture is not what we should be embracing. And the second subject that we want to discuss is, why is it so difficult for us as true conservatives to support Donald Trump? He makes it so difficult. Even though the Democrats are so awful, we would love to be able to support a Republican president. But he makes it so difficult for us because he's destroying America and his policies are so disastrous on so many different fronts. We're going to explain that once again. I know we've run over some of those subjects in the past on Trump, but we really have to go into some new detail here because it's important that people understand why it is so difficult and why I am so disappointed in JTFers that don't understand, why it's hard for us to support Trump. For them, it's easy. And that to me is absolutely incredible and amazing. But anyway, let's start off with the Eurovision Song Contest. The European nations have a song contest where all the countries participate and they compete with so-called songs. I say so-called songs because the so-called music is atrocious. It's terrible. Very, no talent. Very poorly done. Horrific. But Israel participates in this contest every year. And this year, the contest was held in Tel Aviv. Let's start off by explaining what the Jews are supposed to be. The Jews of Israel today are a people that desperately beg for the acceptance of the goyim, of the nations of the world. They desperately want to be accepted. And so at the end of this contest, they said, "Thank you, Europe. Thank you, Europe. Thank you for coming to Tel Aviv. Thank you." They were so thrilled to have the Europeans in Tel Aviv. I mean, it was just a horrific, horrific Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem means a desecration of God's name. Absolutely horrific. Israel is supposed to be Am Nifchar, a chosen people. Goy Kadosh, a holy nation. Or La'amim, a light unto the nations. Those are all concepts that Chaim ben Pesach didn't invent. They come out of our Bible, our Tanakh, and our Torah. It's what God commands us to be. It's what our destiny in the world is supposed to be. We're supposed to be a light unto the nations. We're supposed to be bringing morals and truth and righteousness and justice to the world. Instead, the Jews in Israel, the Jewish leaders in Israel, and the politicians and the entertainment industry and the media embrace the most decadent, evil, immoral, vile people on the face of the earth. And the Eurovision contest is an example of that. I mean, what takes place in that contest between the transgenders and the horrifically immoral music and just the disgusting lyrics, just all the things that happen there that dominate that song contest. And Israel was so proud to be part of that and was so proud this year to host that horrific, abominable contest. It became such a big deal. Jews were violating Shabbat, they were violating the Sabbath because they wanted to see it. They were so anxious to see it. And the main Israeli contestant broke down in tears after he sang his pathetic song. He broke down in tears. He was so moved by the fact that the audience applauded him and cheered him. And then he said, thank you, Europe, thank you, Europe, thank you. I just, grotesque. Now, let's understand something. It was only 75 or 80 years ago that the Europeans murdered over 6 million Jews. Hashem Yikom Damam, may God avenge their blood, in the worst crime in human history, the Holocaust. Now, it's true that there were Europeans who were not part of the Holocaust. There were exceptions, but not many. The vast majority of Europeans enthusiastically participated in this atrocious crime. And the fact is, that was just the peak of 2,000 years of mass murder and atrocities and rape and torture of the worst type, things that were indescribable. No people ever suffered as much as the Jewish people in history. No people ever went through so much persecution and faced so much hatred as the Jewish people. No people in history ever faced that type of torture and torment as the Jews did. And it was the physical destruction and the torture and the brutal way in which the physical destruction was carried out, as well as 2,000 years of unbelievable humiliation and spiritual torture. Now, for the Jews to forgive all of this and say, all is forgiven and forgotten, come to Tel Aviv, because we want your transgenders and we want all of your other people that are coming here to sing, the Muslims and all the other singers you have from Europe coming here, and all the others sing their songs with all the dirty words. We want them all to come here so we could violate the Sabbath and we can bring you to Tel Aviv and we could all be degenerates together. That's the message Israel gives with this horrific contest. The message Israel should give is that of Or La'amim, a light unto the nations, a holy nation, a nation of priests, that we are the people holding the torch of truth and freedom and justice and righteousness, not only for ourselves, but also for Chasidei Umot HaOlam. Chasidei Umot HaOlam are the righteous among the nations. If there are righteous people in European countries, those are the people that we should speak to. Only the righteous, not evil people, not immoral people, but righteous people. Not anti-Semites who murdered us for 2,000 years, but righteous people. And Israel has to be a light unto the nations for the righteous. But Israel now, under its present leadership, does the opposite. Everything is the opposite of what the Jews are supposed to do, and what the Jews are supposed to be, and what the Jews are supposed to represent. Everything is the exact opposite. And there's not even the slightest concern over the fact that we're inviting nations and peoples who not only murdered us for 2,000 years, murdered millions of our brothers and sisters, but to this day, do everything they can to perpetrate another Holocaust, to help the Arab Nazis who want to destroy Israel finish Hitler's job, to help them finish off the Jews that survived. It is the European Union that funds the Arab terrorists. And the European Union even funds left-wing, self-hating Israeli Jewish organizations. They do everything they can to pressure Israel to commit suicide. They support every move that will hurt and undermine Israel and oppose any move that will help Israel. Any move that will help Israel, they automatically are against it. Any move that will hurt Israel, they automatically support. And it's not just that they want Israel to go back to the pre-1967 suicide borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide, which is certain suicide, certain self-destruction for Israel. Not only do they support that, on every front, even on the Iranian nuclear front, they're against any sanctions on Iran. They're against even the minor, mild little things that Donald Trump has done with the sanctions. They're against that. They want to give the Iranians all the support and all the money and everything else to help them go forward and build nuclear bombs. And they do the same with all of Israel's enemies. And if Israel ever defends herself, they're the first ones to condemn Israel. And And they're the first ones to prop up all of Israel's murderers, all the murderers of Jews. They prop up. Now, the Germans and all the other people in Europe that murdered 6 million Jews, it's true. They're not carrying out a Holocaust today, but what they're doing is financing, supporting diplomatically in terms of technology transfers and building weapons and giving weapons to those who would carry out the Holocaust. In other words, the Germans and the Austrians and all the other people that murdered 6 million Jews, they don't want to get their hands dirty like they did during the Holocaust when they personally murdered with their own hands, murdered 6 million Jews. They don't want to do that this time. This time they want the Arabs and the Muslims to do the dirty work for them, and the Arabs and Muslims are more than happy to do so. But they are willing partners in every way in trying to get Israel to accept what would lead to another Holocaust, God forbid. So nothing has really changed. Nothing has changed in 2,000 years. The same desire for the destruction of the Jewish people. And for the Jews to get on their hands and knees and beg them to come to Tel Aviv and be so moved the Jewish performers actually started crying. They were so moved that the Europeans came to Tel Aviv. They were so moved. It's atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious. These are the same Jews who would absolutely detest truly righteous Gentiles. If they were truly righteous Gentiles would be against Israeli suicide, against Israeli surrender, would support Israel against her Muslim Nazi enemies. And those people, these Jews, would be, they don't want to know from those people. The decadence, the degeneracy, the begging of Nazi Jew haters to come to Tel Aviv and to accept us and thank you so much for coming to Tel Aviv, thank you. The sheer self-hatred and lack of Jewish honor, it's just beyond belief. It's the opposite of what God wants us to do. And let me make something very clear to people. And this is something that we've said, we've done a Hebrew video on this, of course, and we're addressing the people of Israel on this. And I'm going to say the same thing that we say in the Hebrew video to the people of Israel. Europe does not decide what will happen to Israel. Neither does the UN, neither do the Americans, neither Donald Trump, no president. None of them will decide Israel's future. God is the one who decides what happens to Israel. And he makes those decisions based upon what the Jewish people do. If the Jewish people are moral and do the right thing and follow his commandments, then good things happen. And if they don't, God forbid, bad things happen. That's the way the real world works. And God brought us back to Israel after 2,000 years. This is the final redemption. God wants to bring the final redemption. And these Jews that welcome the Eurovision contest, they don't want the final redemption. They want to be with the decadent people, with the disgusting people. They want to beg the nations of the world who hate us to come to Tel Aviv and to accept us even for 5 minutes before we self-destruct. This is the mentality. This is the self-hating ghetto mentality of these Jews, of Benjamin Netanyahu and his government. Now, thousands of religious Jews did protest the Eurovision contest, and they deserve to be praised for it, and JTF does praise them for protesting. There were thousands of Jews who took to the streets to protest. They protested because it was held on Shabbat, it was the Sabbath, and the people were violating Shabbat, and bad things there were bad aspects to it because of that, which again, they're right about that. It's disgraceful to violate Shabbat, and because of other aspects of Jewish law being violated, and they were right about that. They don't protest what we're speaking about as well. We're speaking about the atrocious reality that you're inviting Nazi Jew killers to come to Israel and begging them to come to Israel and getting on your hands and knees before these people who murdered millions of your brothers and sisters for 2,000 years. That's something that only JTF and the Kahanish, the true Kahanish Jews would protest. And that's one of the, and that's one of the unique messages that only we are bringing to the people of Israel, even though there were people who did protest against this, and there were good rabbis. There were some good rabbis who have spoken up, and rabbis did, there were rabbis who condemned this and who said that it was bad and told Jews not to have anything to do with this. Harav Dov Lior, for instance, from Kiryat Arba, spoke out against it. He's an example of a truly good rabbi in Israel. And so there were voices that spoke out against this immorality, this disgrace. But let's understand something. We have choices in life. We can choose the road of Hashem, the road of God and Torah, and being righteous and truthful and holy and standing for justice. We can take that road. Or we can take the decadent evil road that always leads to catastrophe, that always leads to self-destruction. It's really up to us. And so, yes, we're speaking out against this. And it's an attempt to capture the minds of Israelis, the minds and hearts and souls of Israelis, God forbid. And they've captured quite a few. These self-hating Jews in the media, in the entertainment business in Israel, the Jewish politicians, they have captured a lot of Jews and brainwashed a lot of Jews, a lot of them. And they're destroying Jewish souls when they do so. And that's why you have to have voices of truth speaking up against this. And JTF is one of those voices of truth that speaks up against this. And we tell the whole truth that even the others who speak out against it won't tell. We go into the whole history and tell the whole truth. That's something only we do. And it's very important that that message be told. Imagine if we had a Jewish prime minister, not a self-hating, corrupt cockroach like Bibi Netanyahu, but a Jewish prime minister, a truly Jewish prime minister, like Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Haram Mir David Kahana Zecher Tzaddik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, like our beloved Rabbi Meir Kahana, may God avenge his blood. If we had had a Jewish prime minister like that, speaking truth to the world, representing justice and righteousness and truth, can you imagine what a different world this would be? Can you imagine what a different Israel we could create? If we had an Israel of idealists filled with faith and committed to justice and righteousness with self-respect, can you imagine what the impact of that would be, not only on Israel, but on the world as a whole? That's the Israel that we're determined to build and create. That will come about someday when Melech HaMashiach, when the Messiah comes someday. He will certainly be a leader like that. But if we want to bring the Messiah faster, and if we want to avoid terrible suffering and tragedy, then we've got to stand up for justice and truth and righteousness right now. And that's who we're addressing, and that's who we speak to when we speak to the people of Israel, with our Hebrew videos, with our campaigns. That's who JTF is addressing. And if you agree with that message, once again, you're in the right place. I want to speak now about Donald Trump. I know we've spoken about this many, many times for the past 4 years. Yes, it's been 4 years, believe it or not. He announced his candidacy in June 2015. It's been almost 4 years. Next month it'll be 4 years since he announced his candidacy and got such massive publicity. The media built him up, if you recall. There are some people who just can't understand why it is so hard for us to support Donald Trump or to say anything good about him. It's very hard for us to do so. You see the latest situation with Iran as an example. Look at him wimping out. John Bolton, who happens to be a pretty good guy, John Bolton, his national security advisor, he's a good guy. He wants to take out the Iranian nuclear program. The United States should not invade Iran. The United States should not declare war on Iran. The United States should just send in the Air Force and bomb from the air not send in a single troop, just bomb from the air the Iranian nuclear facilities, and in 24 to 48 hours, they could destroy Iran's entire nuclear program and rid the world of this terrible threat. The United States easily has the military capacity to destroy Iran's nuclear program, or at least 80 or 90% of it, and it would take them 10 or 15 years to rebuild all of that. And it would take hundreds of billions of dollars, which they don't have. Their economy is in very bad shape. And so we have a chance here to solve this problem as Ted Cruz proposed doing when he was running. Ted Cruz would have solved the problem already. But Donald Trump is such a wimp. He says, right, oh, I don't want a military confrontation with Iran. First of all, he's so stupid. He doesn't even understand that in 24 to 48 hours, this could be over. The U.S. Air Force can go in and take care of the job, and you don't have to send in a single American troop or lose a single American life. He's so dumb. And Americans are being murdered right now by Iranians. They're waging war against the United States. American soldiers are being murdered in Iraq and in Afghanistan all the time. It's the Iranians who are behind that. Even the Obama administration said so. I mean, there's no question the Iranians are behind the attacks, the terrorist attacks on American soldiers that take place constantly in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Iran is the number one state sponsor of international terrorism in the world today. And the fact that they're so close to getting nuclear bombs should be terrifying. The only way to really solve this problem right now is to send in the U.S. Air Force and take them out. But no, Trump is wimping out. He right away wimped out. He says he's controlling John Bolton, John Bolton's hawkish instincts. He's controlling it. He's such a wimp. He's such a bluff. I'm talking about Donald Trump. What a bluff. What a wimp. What a disaster. Yes, he did finally, after a year and a half of keeping the Iran agreement, the Obama's Iran agreement, which every other Republican candidate said that they would have immediately torn up on day one of their presidency. For a whole year and a half, he let the Iranians continue to get the benefits from the agreement. Then a year and a half later, he finally pulled out of the agreement. Finally. And then, even then, he hasn't put the full power of sanctions on. He let them continue to sell oil, and he made exceptions, and he let countries continue to deal with them. So they haven't really felt the full brunt of sanctions. Even on the economic sanctions front, he has not really done what he should be doing. Because he's a wimp. Because he's a bluff. Because he has a big mouth and is not willing to do the things that the United States is so capable of doing. It's so easy to do. Now, of course, even more guilty here is Benjamin Netanyahu. Because Israel is also capable of bombing Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. Israel is also capable of sending in her air force to destroy a major part of that bomb-making program. Israel's air force would not do as much destruction as the American air force. The American air force could do much more because the American air force is much larger than the Israeli air force. So the Americans could do much more damage than the Israelis. But the Israelis could do substantial damage and set them back. And they should do it. And on this issue, I will say that Moshe Feiglin and the Zahut Party are the only ones that have advocated consistently going forward and doing this. Feiglin is the only one who advocated this. It's one of the reasons why we supported him when he ran in the elections last month in Israel. Netanyahu will never do what has to be done to protect Israel. Never. Never. He is hopelessly wimpy. He is a hopeless coward of the worst type and will never do what has to be done. A left-wing prime minister would be better than Netanyahu, someone who's openly left-wing. Ehud Olmert, who was left-wing, destroyed Syria's nuclear bomb-making program, sent in the Air Force and did it. Netanyahu never would have done that. He wouldn't have done it. So, you know, we see that we have a prime minister who is such a nightmare for Israel. And all the stupid Jews in America and a lot of stupid Jews in Israel think he's so right-wing. And look at all the parties in Israel. that praise Netanyahu. Otzma that claims to be a Kahanist party, they said, we saved Netanyahu in the elections. We saved the right-wing government. That's a right-wing government? Oh. Iran is just one issue that is an example of why it is so difficult to support Donald Trump. Look, have you been following what's going on with the illegal aliens on the border? Have you been following this story? Do you know there are 250,000 illegal aliens now in various immigration centers on the border? Why doesn't Trump just throw them out? I mean, what's the problem here? Screw the courts. Throw them out. What is the court going to do to him? Throw them out. How did they get in the first place? Why is it we don't have a wall there? Why doesn't he give orders to prevent them from coming in under all circumstances? Shoot to kill orders. Yes, if people come into your country to invade your country, you should have shoot to kill orders. You're not allowed to invade someone else's country. You could be a terrorist, you could be a criminal, you could be a gang member, you could be a threat to the life and liberty and safety of the citizens of the country. Somebody tries to sneak in the country, you send the soldiers down there and say, hey, anybody trying to come across our border, we're going to shoot you. I mean, what's the big deal here? Do you know that many more illegals are now coming in under Donald Trump than were under Barack Hussein Obama? Are you aware of that? Has Trump made America great again? I'm not interested in his rhetoric. I'm not interested in his promises, which are never kept. I'm not interested in that baloney. I want to know, what are the results? Do you know that more illegals are coming into America now than were under Obama? Many more. That the centers are so overcrowded that Trump now has a plan to ship 250,000 of them from the borders, from the border areas, to major cities. He wants to ship them to Philadelphia, to Miami, to Washington, to major cities. He even said, oh, I'll punish the cities, the sanctuary cities. I'm going to punish the sanctuary cities. Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That's showing them. He's going to stick them in the sanctuary cities, all these illegal aliens. Oh, he's brilliant, that Trump. And all the Trump idiots think that's brilliant. He's still bringing them into the country when he does that. And he's bringing them to cities which will actually do more to try to help them settle in, because these left-wing mayors, they will try to help them settle in. Not just San Francisco and New York and Washington and Philadelphia. They're not the only ones who will suffer when this happens. The whole country suffers because they'll become a majority of the population. They'll threaten demographically the future of the country when this happens. And the whole country has to pay taxes to pay for their benefits. And the whole country has to pay when they go to prison or commit crimes. Not just the sanctuary cities. He's shipping thousands of them now. He wants to ship them all to Chicago and New York and all the liberal cities. He's going to show the liberals that, okay, I'm shipping them to your cities now. That's brilliant. Why not just ship them out of the damn country? And I'll tell you, Ted Cruz would have done it. Ted Cruz said, the Supreme Court doesn't have the authority to tell the president what to do when it comes to that. When it comes to that and when it comes to so-called gay marriage, he said the Supreme Court doesn't have the authority. Trump automatically lets the courts tell him what to do. Who said that the courts have a right to order a president what to do when it comes to matters like immigration? Who said that a judge can tell the president of the United States what to do? You have separation of powers. According to Ted Cruz, according to Mike Huckabee, the courts don't have the power to do that. And the Founding Fathers, by the way, agreed with Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee. So what would they have done? Let's assume that you had Ted Cruz as president, and he's throwing all the illegals out, and you have some judge that says you can't do that. And Cruz ignores the judge. The only thing you can do at that point, and tells them, gives orders to the people to throw them out. I don't care what the courts say. I'm telling you, I'm the president, I'm your boss, throw them out. And they throw them out. The only thing... A judge can't do anything to the president. He doesn't have the power to. The only thing you can do is try to impeach the president. And with a Republican majority in the Senate, it would never happen. You could never impeach. You're never going to get 2/3 of the Senate to vote to convict and remove the president from office. But that would take a president with guts. Instead, look at what we're having here. The demographics are turning against America faster now than they were under Obama. You don't realize you're losing the country faster now than you were under Obama. Here's another example. Did you know that last week, we have another report just came out that for the fourth year in a row, population births are down in the United States, especially among whites? Did you know that? White births are down. You know we have negative population growth among whites in America? More whites die every year than are being born. The white population in America is declining. The non-white, all the non-white groups are growing. They're surging. And the white population is declining every year. Under Trump, that process has accelerated. It's worse than ever now under Trump. He's made America great again? The majority of babies in America, by the way, did you know the majority of babies in America are non-white? If that's fine with you, good. You like that? Good. He's making America great again. If you think that's fine, no problem. But that's the future. You should know that that's what you voted for. That's going to be the future. How that is better than Obama, I don't understand how that's better than Obama. I don't understand it, but you obviously understand something that I can't understand. And that's just last week. Google it, look it up. There's a population decline in this country. Births are going down. Look it up. And you know why births are going down? And you know why he hasn't turned around the situation in this country, really turned it around? Because to really turn it around, you have to change the demographics. You have to get the people that are threatening the country's demographic future out, and you have to build up the people that make America a great country again, if you really want to change things, if you really want to save America. But do you know why that's not happening? Because he's immoral, Trump. If you don't have a biblical base and a moral base, and you don't teach people to be moral and family-oriented, if you don't do that, all the rhetoric in the world and all the MAGA hats and all the stupidity, that's not going to convince people to have babies, and it's not going to save you demographically. It's going to do nothing for you. You're going to lose your country. You're going to lose your country while you're waving the MAGA hats. You're going to lose your country. And I'll give you an example of immorality. You have a Democrat running for president named Pete Buttigieg. And he and his so-called husband, yes, he's a homosexual married, quote-unquote, to another man. He and his so-called husband, they're posing for pictures and they're showing how nice they would be the first couple. Trump said, quote, it's great, unquote. He praised that. He thought that was great. He thinks it's wonderful that Buttigieg has a husband. He said it's great. He loves it. Trump says it's wonderful. He thinks it's wonderful. Let me tell you something. I don't care how many MAGA rallies you hold and how much rhetoric you have. I don't care what you do or what you say you're going to do. If you're going to do that, you're going against God's word. And all the evangelicals who support that, you're bringing down America. You're hypocrites if you support that. Okay? He is bringing the country down. You will never, never save a country when you have a president that says it's great when he sees things like that. You will never save the country when that happens. Look at him with North Korea. I can't get over it. I mean, he meets this monstrous mass murderer who was responsible for who murdered 2 million of his own people. Kim Jong-un murdered 2 million of his own people. And I mean, North Korean children are a head shorter than South Korean children of the same age because they have stunted growth because they're all starving to death. I mean, this monster is starving his people to death, and 2 million of his people are dead because of him. Trump said, I like him. We have a lot in common. He's a good guy. Keeps complimenting him. Keeps excusing everything that this guy has done. And so, of course, he's continuing to do his nuclear testing and continuing to expand his nuclear arsenal. He already has nuclear bombs, the North Korean dictator. And he's helping the Iranians and others to get nuclear bombs. He helped Pakistan. Pakistan has nuclear bombs too, in part thanks to the cooperation between him and China and all these other countries. And debt. Debt. Remember Trump said correctly that Obama was going to cause America to go bankrupt eventually? I got news for you. Look up this. See if what I'm telling you is true. Research. Don't be dumb. Don't be ignorant and dumb. Do the research. Look at the national annual deficit, budget deficit under Obama. Look at the national budget deficit under Trump. Under Trump, it's way, way up. Every year, Trump's spending is far higher than Obama's. Deficit spending is much higher. The national debt is growing much faster under Trump than under Obama. So if Obama was going to bring about national bankruptcy, what about Trump? He's spending the country into bankruptcy much faster. I, of course, could go on and on, but, you know, this video has already gotten very long. And so this program this week, we've gone on very long. It's true that it's possible the Democrats have moved so far to the left and are so dangerous that we might wind up supporting Trump as the lesser of the evils. That is possible. But I just wanted you to know why. If we do support Trump because the Democrats are worse, if we do that, and there's a chance that that will happen, I want you to know that's going to be very hard for us to do. And I want you again to know how disappointed I am in you, in all of you and in the American people that support Trump for being so enthusiastic about this guy when everything he's doing has been moving this country in the wrong direction. Really tragic. Really tragic, and it could have been different. It could have been very different. In any event, we're going to continue to tell the truth and stand for the truth, whether it's in Israel or in the United States. We're going to be a voice for truth. That's what we're obligated to do, whether it's popular or unpopular. We're obligated to do it. And if we do stand for the truth and tell the truth, God willing, especially if we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.